KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we're partly to mostly cloudy skies, 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Firefighters from Marnie and Atlantic were called early this morning to a semi-tractor trailer fire at the exit 51 off-ramp of Interstate 80 eastbound. The call came in at around 4:50 a.m. The trailer and tractor were said to have been fully engulfed in flames. No one was in the cab and the trailer was empty. The flames were visible at least a mile away by law enforcement and firefighters who were responding to the scene. The vehicle and trailer were a total loss. In a separate incident, Griswold Fire was called to the scene of an overturned fuel truck at around 5 a.m. today. The accident happened near 650th and Wichita Road. There were no injuries reported. Some diesel fuel was leaking from the vehicle after the crash. No other details are available. Police in Council Bluffs late Tuesday evening identified a man who was the victim of a homicide. Authorities say the body of 39-year-old Larry J. Scott of Council Bluffs was found at around 4:20 a.m. Tuesday after Bluffs police responded to a report of a man lying in the middle of Avenue B just west of North 10th Street. A preliminary investigation determined Scott had been the victim of a shooting. An autopsy was tentatively scheduled to take place today. Anyone with information regarding that incident is asked to call the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728, or you can remain anonymous by calling Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. Creston police report four persons were arrested yesterday. 30-year-old James Clark of Pleasant Hill was arrested on charges of theft in the fifth degree and failure to comply with the sex offender registry second offense. Clark was being held in the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond. 18-year-old Kendrick Davis of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for violation of probation. He was later released on $2,000 bond. Also arrested on Tuesday was 23-year-old Michael Cox of Creston. He was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of public intoxication and a new charge of theft in the fifth degree. Cox was later released on a promise to appear in court. And 23-year-old Tyler McKay of Creston was arrested on a charge of public intoxication Tuesday night. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $300 bond. A representative of the United Methodist Church in Creston reported Tuesday afternoon that sometime that day someone had shot at the north windows of the early childhood building with a BB gun. Damage to the church was estimated at $300. A traffic stop in Red Oak Tuesday afternoon resulted in a man being arrested on an OWI and other charges. Red Oak police say 47-year-old Michael Sean Colbank of Red Oak faces a felony OWI third offense charge, as well as driving while revoked. He was also cited for having no insurance and failure to yield to an emergency vehicle. Colbank was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 cash bond. Well, President Barack Obama has commuted the sentences of 111 people who are doing time in federal prison for drug crimes, including two Iowans and four other people who were sentenced for crimes committed in Iowa. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Mark Francis Glidden of Clear Lake was sentenced to more than 20 years in prison back in 2003 for making and selling meth. Kenneth Russell McCoy of Council Bluffs has been in a federal prison since 2007 after a meth-related conviction. President Obama's order sets August 30th of next year as the end of the prison sentences for both men, but the president's commutations come with this condition. Both men must enter a residential substance abuse treatment program as soon as they are released. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Dwayne Klassen of Evansville, Wisconsin, Javon Gaydon of Chicago, Emmanuel Heron of Stella, Missouri, and Rihanna Mae Paxton of Casper, Wyoming, were all convicted of federal drug crimes that occurred in Iowa and sentenced to lengthy prison time. Obama commuted their sentences yesterday as well. In the funeral announcements, Fred Bloom, age 88, of Manila, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Fred Bloom will be this morning at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Joanne Corcoran, age 84, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Joanne Corcoran will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Phyllis Roth Larson, age 87, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Phyllis Larson will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Sonia Thrain, age 69, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. Funeral services for Sonia Thrain will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mervyn Larimore, age 57, of Oakland, died Thursday. Funeral services for Mervyn Larimore will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Marianne Plegman, age 86, of Casey, died Sunday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Marianne Plegman will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Robin Counts, age 59, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Robin Counts will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donald Bornholt, age 79, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Donald Bornholt will be Saturday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Tim Roweeder, age 51, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Manning Hospital. A mass of Christian burial for Tim Roweeder will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Roger Dunn, age 72, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life visitation of the family of Roger Dunn will be held from 3 until 5 p.m. on Sunday at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lowell Jewell, age 70, of Des Moines and formerly of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for Lowell Jewell will be on Saturday, September 10th at 10:30 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Wilma Clayton, age 87, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Wilma Clayton are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.